Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. We thank God this morning for waking us up and allowing us to see this new day. It is the day that our Lord has made, and we are rejoicing. We are glad to be in this day. It is a day that no one else has ever been in this day but our God. And we are excited because of his grace and his love, his sufficient grace, his sufficient love that he has allowed us to be in this day. And we are very grateful with what God is doing at this hour of power, of prayer, praise, and deliverance, this circle of friends, and for giving us an opportunity just to stand on the gap and intercede and pray for each other, encourage each other, and pray for others and standing on the gap. So we're going to go before the Lord in prayer, and we are praying a prayer of agreement. For one can put 1,000 to flight, and two can put 10,000. And I do know that we are more than two here. We are more than three here. So we put thousands upon thousands upon thousands to flight. In Jesus' name. Good morning to you, Holy Spirit. Good morning to you, Father God. Good morning to you, Lord Jesus. God, three in one. We thank you. We honor you. We glorify your name for waking us up this morning, for allowing us to see this new day. We thank you, for in you, Lord, we live and move and have our being. Without you, we can do nothing. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God, yes, for forgiving us of all our sins, anything and everything that is not of you, that we have done that is not pleasing to you. We pray, Father God, that you forgive us, whether we have done it willingly or unwillingly, Lord, whether by submission or by omission, Father. We pray that you forgive us, Father God, according to your unfailing love, according to your grace that is sufficient, that you have mercy on us. Have compassion on us, Father, and blot out and wash out all our sins, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, and that our sins be thrown into the sea of forgetfulness, that they will not be remembered no more in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, for not hiding your face from us, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for not withholding your Holy Spirit from us, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for cleansing us, for washing us clean with your hyssop, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, that we be whiter than snow, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, this morning, yes, for creating in us a clean heart, a right spirit, renewing a right spirit within us, Father, a pure heart, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, that we do not, that we will present you, Father, as your ambassadors on this earth, Father, that when you look down on earth, sitting on your throne, and you look at us, Father, you'll be pleased with what you see, whether individually or cooperatively, Father, as a body of Christ, that you'll be pleased with what you see. I thank you, Father God, for restoring, yes, the joy of your salvation, yes, in the mighty name of Jesus, and sustaining us, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God. I honor you, for you are such a good shepherd. Yes, you are a good shepherd, the one who laid down his life for his sheep. We thank you for leading us into green pastures in the mighty name of Jesus. So though the world these days, everything looking dry and dark, but you separate us, Father, because of your love, in the name of Jesus, and leading us in this quiet, beside these quiet waters, Father, when everything around us look dry, but you always supply all our needs and refreshing our souls, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God. I honor you for guiding us in this path of righteousness, Father, for your name's sake. Yes, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord. I honor you as we continue to lift up our eyes to the hills. We lift them up to the mountains because we know that's where our help comes from. For our help comes from you, Lord, who is the maker of heaven and earth. I thank you, Father God. I honor you because nothing, Father, can separate us from your love. Yes, as your word say in Romans, that we are persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things that are present, even things that are to come, even the heights, Father, nor the depths, need none of them can separate us from your love, Father, because your love reaches to the highest mountain. Your love reaches to the deepest valley. It doesn't matter how far, how deep we think we are. It doesn't matter how high things think they are, but your love reaches there, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, the love that we have in you, our Father. Yes, the love that we have, we received from Jesus Christ, the one who conquered death, the one who was crucified and buried, and on the third day he rose again, because death could not hold him down. Death could not, the grave could not keep him, because he lives. He is alive. We can face tomorrow. I thank you, Father God. I honor you this morning. Yes, as we continue to believe and trust in you, Father, for restoration of families, putting families back to you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray, Father God, that you continue to encourage each and every one of us, Father, restoring our families, protecting our families, providing for our families, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray, Father God, that there is order in these families, order in the homes. Fathers, yes, restoring their priesthood, that they are the heads of these households and leading their families in the things of God and loving their wives as Christ loved the church. He actually gave himself for his church, for his bride. So the father, the husbands loving their wives and wives submitting themselves to their own husbands and loving their families, Lord, restoring the Proverbs 31 woman, Father, that she will be called blessed by her family in the mighty name of Jesus, and children obeying their parents, respecting their parents. I thank you for order. Order in these homes, Father God, whether it's a single parent home, I pray, Father God, for order in the name of Jesus, and peace, the peace that surpasses all understanding, the love that the siblings love each other and love one another, that they understand the family, that they are on the same side, they are one team, not bitterly and fighting against each other. In the mighty name of Jesus, I come against this spirit of manipulation and spirit of control, that they want to control one another but not loving each other. So I thank you, Father God. I honor you, Lord. Yes, starting with our families, each and every one of us who is represented here this morning, and anyone who is connected to this ministry, the prayer, praise, and deliverance ministries, Father, each and every one of us, Father God, the facilitators, yes, in the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, Sister Marie, Lord, Apostle Horsley and his wife, Evangelist Gwendolyn, Pastor Darlene. I thank you, Father God, Sister Chris and Sister Gladys and each and everyone, Sister Mary, Sister Lois, Sister Linda. I thank you, Father God, Sister Sheila, Sister Teresa, and Sister Yvonne, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. And some I might have forgotten their names, Father, but you don't forget them, Father. You know each and everyone who is connected to this body, Father, in any shape or form. And there are some who just call in the morning and they don't say a thing, but they are in agreement and they are participating in their spirit. I just pray, Father God, that you bless each and every one of us, Father, and do good to us, Father, that you expand our territories, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, that whatever, even those who are in business, some of us are in small businesses and starting small things, and we pray, Father God, we do not despise the small beginning, that you expand and that you just separate us from all other business owners out there, Father, that our businesses will prosper, Lord, yes, and attract good and long-term customers, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, that you bless each and everything we touch with our hands, even those who are in the workplace, Father. They go to work, give them favor, because we know, Father God, that promotion does not come from the east or the west. It neither comes from the north nor the south, but promotion comes from you, Lord. You are our promoter, Lord. So I pray, Father God, that you promote us, Father. You separate us from all other workers, Father, from all our co-workers, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Even in those boardrooms, in those meetings we go, you give us ideas that when we speak, Father, they listen, and we speak things with substance. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God. I honor you that you protect our belongings, where we live, our homes, Father, our property, our vehicles, or anything that belongs to us, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, Father God, that you rebuke the devil, Father, that we are good and wise administrators, managers of the blessings and the finances you give us, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, that we do not withhold the blessings when you use us as a channel to bless others, Father, that we don't hold back, we don't hold what you give us, but we will be your eyes, we'll be your hands and your feet, Father. So I bless each and every man, every woman, every child, every girl, every boy, every girl connected to this ministry with everything we do, that we are blessed, Father, as we stand on the gap and intercede for others. In the mighty name of Jesus, that you are the one who fight our battles, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, and we continue to church the body of Christ, every church that is a Bible-believing, Bible-teaching church, not a couch, not a man pleaser, but to teach the real words, the rhema words, the word of God, the life-changing words. I pray, Father God, that our churches be attractive in the mighty name of Jesus. Every ministry that is represented right here, Father, as I represent the Life Church SC, where I fellowship the unquenchable fire ministries, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, and every church that is represented this morning, that yes, all the gifts you have given us, Father, the apostles, the prophets, the pastors, the evangelists, the teachers, Father, even the missionaries, those who are in a foreign land and spreading good news, Father, leaving their families behind, leaving their countries behind and come to a foreign land, Father, to learn a new language and learn a new culture and new weather and everything new, Father. Even the food, Father, I had to adjust. I just pray in the mighty name of Jesus that you strengthen them, Father, and let them be effective as they spread the good news. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, because you have provided this, yes, as for the work of the ministry, for the furtherance of the gospel, Father, for the building of the body of Christ. I thank you, even the administrators, Father, those in the ministry of hospitality, in the mighty name of Jesus, even those who attend the parking lot to make the control the traffic so that people will, there's order at the parking lot and peace, Lord, and that things are in order in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Asha Board, Father. I thank you, Lord, the administrators, those who are in the technology, they are the ones who are in the media, helping for the furtherance of the gospel, Father God. I pray that they are effective and there is order and everything is done in decent and in order as we continue and remain connected to you, our Lord, the true vine, because we know, Father God, that we are branches and you are the vine. If we get ourselves disconnected to you, we will wither. We will not bear any fruit. Our number one job, Father, is to bear fruit, and not just fruit, but much, much fruit, Father. And that is to win souls for the kingdom. In the mighty name of Jesus, that's why we continue to believe and trusting you, Father, for the salvation, deliverance, and healing of many kind out there, our brothers and sisters who are out there, who are still walking in darkness, who are still thinking that they see, but they are blind, they do not see, they are lost, and they need to be found. So we pray, Father God, that you draw them, Father, draw them unto you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we as a body of Christ, as a church, we do what you have called us to do. Yes, to gain wisdom, because you are the giver of wisdom in the name of Jesus. And wisdom is to win souls. That's what your word says, that he who is wise wins souls for the kingdom. So we pray, Father God, as we decree and declare for abundance of souls, Father, this year, 2023, that we overpopulate heaven and depopulate hell this year in the mighty name of Jesus, because we spread the good news and tell the world that there is a God who so loved the world and gave his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, that whosoever believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life, that there is life in Jesus, there is restoration in Jesus, there is salvation and deliverance and redemption in Jesus. We tell the world that Jesus, you are the answer to our troubles today in the mighty name of Jesus, that when they come, yes, as your word said, come unto me, all you who labor and heavy laden, that I will give you rest, and tell them that there is rest in Jesus. There is peace, the unspeakable peace, the peace that surpasses all understanding in Jesus, the one who carries our heavy yoke, because your yoke is easy in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, that even those who have backslidden, that you ignite them, Father. They come back to their senses and come back home. Like that prodigal son, he left home to go out there in the world and eating with the pigs and doing all these horrible things. But one day, he came to his senses and decided to come back home. So we pray for our brothers and sisters, those who are just have backslidden, those who have lost their way back home, to come back home. And I pray for us who are still here, that we receive them. When they come, we do not condemn them. We do not accuse them. But we receive them with love, Father, your love. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God. I honor you, Lord. Yes, for each and every one in position of leadership, Father. Our local governments, our national governments and international, Father. All the executive branches, the legislators, Father, the judicial branches, the military community, any and everyone, Father, who is in position of authority, that they do what is right in the mighty name of Jesus, that rules and regulations and policies and procedures be made that are for the betterment of the people, not those who are power hungry, those who are driven with their ego. We come, we pray, Father God, that's right. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God, because except you build a house, they that labor, they labor in vain. Except you watch over the city, the watchman watches in vain. So we trust you, Father, to watch over us, to watch over our country, Father, our nation, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And I know we have some nations represented here at this prayer line. As I represent Zimbabwe and the whole continent of Africa, we have some representing Asia there, New European, the East, North America, South America, and all the continents, the whole world, Father, because you have the whole world in your hand, Lord. So I pray in the mighty name of Jesus, as we decree and declare what you said in your word, that if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek your face, Father, and turn away from their wicked ways, you, our heavenly Father, you will hear from heaven and you will forgive our sins, Lord, and heal our land. So we stand on the gap, Father, as intercessors. Yes, we stand on the gap and turning away from our wicked ways with humble hearts, Father, asking for forgiveness, Father, of our sins, of our nation's sins, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you heal our land, Lord. Forgive us, Lord, and restore our land, whatever the cankerworm has eaten, that you restore it back to us, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, Father God, that our land needs some healing, Lord. There is wars going on, nation against nation out there. We pray, Father God, that you heal our land. All these murderings, Father, going on, shootings, Lord. Yes, in the schools now, there is no place that is safe around us. Whether you go to the grocery store, you do not even know whether you come back or not. Whether you go to school or to work, there are a lot of shootings out there. But we know we have you who is our protector. We have you who is our shield, Father. We trust you, Father God, for some trust in chariots, some in horses. But we remember the name of the Lord, our God. We put our trust in you because you are a trustworthy God. You have been tested and proven to be trustworthy. In the mighty name of Jesus, you are such a dependable God. We depend on you. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God. I honor you. Even those who are sick in their bodies, Father, I pray for healing, Lord. You are our healer. You heal all manner of diseases. There are some among us, even under the sound of my voice, who are not feeling well. I release the healing power of the blood of Jesus. I thank you, Father God. I pray, Father God, for my niece, Mercy. I pray that you restore her body, Lord, and put it back together, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray that you give her favor, that she gets the help she needs, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God. I honor you, Lord Jesus, for you were wounded for all our transgressions. You were bruised for all our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon you. So this morning we decree and declare that by your stripes we are healed from the curse. crown of our head to the soles of our feet, regardless of what it is, what disorder is going on our bodies, that you are our healer, Lord, whether it's an emotional thing, Father, those who are suffering emotionally, healing, Lord, those who are suffering mentally, Father, I pray, Father God, for healing, Father, yes, in the mighty name of Jesus, that the renewal of mind by your word, Father, because your word will not return to you void, but it accomplishes what you have assigned it to do, and that includes healing, that includes deliverance, that includes salvation, that includes wisdom, because your word is wisdom, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God. I order you any cancerous diseases that are going on, whatever it is, relationship-wise, whatever it is, you are our healer. I thank you, Father God. I honor you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus this morning. Yes, as we continue to dwell in the secret place of you, our Almighty God, and we do decree and declare that you are our refuge, you are our fortress, you are our God, and you are our hiding place, and we trust you, we depend on you. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, for hearing our prayers and answering our prayers. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Good morning, everybody. We thank God this morning for his grace that is sufficient, that he has allowed us again this morning to be here. So this morning, I'm just going to share with you or just to read these scriptures of the week before we get our lines open, so we can acknowledge who is here and those who have testimonies or word of encouragement, whatever the Lord has prepared for us today. So it has been a beautiful, power-packed week this week. In the name of Jesus, God is just taking us from glory to glory. He's not taking us backwards, but he is moving us forward with him. And I am just excited with what God is doing with this body and this platform, the prayer, praise, and deliverance ministry, this circle of friends under the leadership of our very own DMIDS sister and friend, Pastor Darlene Bandage. So we are excited. If you have missed it, our scripture of the week is coming from the book of 1 Corinthians, and it is a lovely month this month. Today is what? The 17th. 17th of February, 2023. We are past the middle of the month. The time is moving so fast, but we know we have an on-time God. He does his thing on time. He never too late, he never too in a hurry, but he is on time God. So we are excited. So it is a lovely month. Some celebrated Valentine, and we know every day, every hour is a Valentine hour, is a Valentine day because of the love of Christ that is on daily basis. That's where we live. That's where we dwell. But we just join the world and say that every day is a day of love, and they put this one day to celebrate love. But we celebrate love, faith, hope, forgiveness, joy, peace, all the fruit of the Spirit. They all live in us on daily basis. So we are excited, and I do thank and praise God that you all had a lovely, lovely Valentine's Day. Excuse me. Praise God. So our scripture of the week, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4 through 6, that reads, love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade. It is not puffed up, does not behave rudely, does not seek its own, is not provoked, thinks no evil, does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. So love, this is the love of Christ that is more than just a card and a box of chocolate or a dinner out on one day a year, but the love of Christ, this is what love is, the depth of love that is kind, that is not envious, not jealous, it is not puffed up, it doesn't seek of its own or provoke others, but it is a love that is full of rejoice. It is a love that is full of hope, that endures all things. And that's the love of Christ. And that reminded me of another scripture that I would like to give you, which is in the book of Romans. All these are not new scriptures. We are familiar with these scriptures. And it's Romans chapter 12. let's see. Just a couple of verses. Verse 9. Let's read verse 9 through 13. And we heard yesterday about forgiveness. And throughout the week, I mean, if you have missed, as I always say, if you miss a day, you know, call in, get the instructions, get in touch with Pastor Darlene, and you go and listen in, and you will not be disappointed. And it is worthy of your time. And I said Romans chapter 12, verse 9. This also talks about love. Let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love. In honor, giving reference to one another. Not lagging in diligence. Fervent in spirit. Serving the Lord. Rejoicing in hope. Patience in tribulation, continuing steadfastly in prayer, distributing to the needs of the saints, love. Love is prayer. That's the love of Christ. It is. It does not give in. It is not fake. It is the true love of Christ. That's what love is all about. And I'm going to read one more scripture, and we are going to open our lines and have a time of praise. And this is one of my favorite scriptures. It's very short. It's Psalm 24. Psalm 24. It's very short. It's 10 verses, but we are just going to read just the 4, the 7 through 10. Before we do, let me read verse 1, and then I skip and go to verse 7 through 10. And verse 1 says, the earth is the Lord's and all its fullness, the world and those who dwell therein. And I will go all the way to verse 10. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lifted up, you everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Lift up you everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. So this morning, our lines are open, and we are going to lift up our hands and lift up our voices and lift up our whatever, depending with where you are. If you can stand up, you can stand up and
praise him and lift up your hands and lift up our voices unto the Lord, because
yes,
he deserves our praise. He is the King of glory. And he is the Lord who is strong and mighty. He is the Lord mighty in battle. We have battles, my brothers and sisters. Some battles we know, some battles we are not aware of, but he fights for us. But this morning, we are not going to ask for nothing at this particular moment. We just want to lift up our voices. We just want to lift up our hands.
In the name of Jesus, O Lord God, we thank you, God, and we praise you.
Thank you. And
In the name of Jesus, God, the name of Jesus, God, the name of Jesus, God,
name, God. So we thank you, Lord God, and we praise you, God, and we honor, God, and we adore you, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. So we praise you, God. We worship you, oh Lord God, in Jesus' mighty name, oh Lord God. Realize that there is none greater, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for the rising up, oh Lord God, of the sun, the going down, the same, oh Lord God. Your name is to be praised, God, in the name of Jesus, God. So we thank you, God, and we honor you, God. Mighty name, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, God. Thank you, God. We thank you, God. For the strength, oh Lord God. We thank you, God. For the praise, oh Lord. We thank you, Lord God. For the wonderful goodness, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. None greater, God. So we thank you, God. Honor us, God, and we adore God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, we thank you, God, and we praise you, God. When by your Spirit, God, and by your power, oh Lord God, we thank you, God, and we praise you today, God. In the name of Jesus, God, the name that's above every name, God, in the blessed name of Jesus, God, moving. By your Spirit, oh Lord God, moving, oh Lord God, the power, God, it's in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. So we thank you, God, and we praise you, God, and we honor you, God, and we adore you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, God. Give strength, oh Lord God, bless the Lord God, only you can, Lord, in the name of Jesus, God. Praise you, God, and we worship you today, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We thank you, oh Lord God. Hallelujah for the excellent work, oh Lord God. On Calvary's cross, oh Lord God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for that pure blood, Lord God, that holy blood, oh Lord God. We thank you, oh Lord God, for the remission, oh Lord God. Thank you, God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. God, we're sorry, oh Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. We are shocked. In any praise, God, and any worship, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, strong deliverer, almighty God, hallelujah, everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, O Lord God, wonderful counselor, that's his God, Lord God, we call you holy, I call you holy, God. So rejoice, I'm doing, oh Lord God. Rejoice in the Lord. Praise the Lord God. And then I say rejoice, God. So we thank you, God, and we praise you. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God.
We rejoice in you, Lord.
There's none like you, Lord God. There's none greater, Lord God. None greater than you, oh Lord God. In the name of Jesus, God. So we praise you, oh Lord God. And we adore you, Lord God. In the name
of
the name that is above every name, oh Lord God. We give you the honor, the glory, the praise, oh Lord God. In the name of Jesus, God. Let our search all over, looked all over, Lord God. Couldn't find no one, God. No one played the dead, oh Lord God. We thank you for revelation knowledge, O Lord God. The honor, the glory, the praise, God. It belongs to you, O Lord God. In the name of Jesus, strong deliverer, everlasting Father, the Paraclete, hallelujah. The Jehovah, Jehovah, this canoe. Hallelujah, Jehovah, Shalom, O Lord God. Nothing missing, nothing broken. So we praise you, God, and we worship God. In the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Hallelujah. You holy, Lord God, we bless your name, God, and we praise your name, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, sir. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, sir. In the name of Jesus, God. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, we bless your name today, Lord God. We honor you, Lord God. We adore you, Lord God. We bring the sacrifice of praise, oh Lord God. The fruits of our lips, oh Lord God. All to you, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, sir. Yes, Lord. Yes, God. Hallelujah, yes, God. Honor you. Dear God, and we adore you today, oh Lord God. We say we're truly sorry, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, for the healing, for the blessing, for the deliverance, oh Lord God. Thank you for the wife, children, God. Just thank you, just praise you, oh Lord God. Keep us in perfect peace, oh Lord God. In the name of Jesus, God. So we bless your name, oh Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Yes, Lord God. We thank you, God.
It's above every name, God. Let the sound of that great name, Lord God. Every knee is bowed, God. Every tongue is confessed, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Hallelujah, God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Requesting prayer for our sister in Christ, Benethia Mitchell, who's going in for another surgery soon. We prayed for her healing in her fast recovery in the name of Jesus. And we are praying also for Tayron, Thorin, and Malcolm, that the Lord would do a complete healing on their kidneys in the name of Jesus. We pray for salvation for those who need to be saved on today. May God bless you all. Peace and blessings.
Good morning. This is our sister Mary, and I thank God for the prayer, the praise this morning. I thank God for each of you on the line, and I'm standing in agreement in prayer for all the needs and in the prayer I request that's gone forth this day in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning, this is Sister Yvonne. I just thank God for everything he has done. And keep me in prayer that I just keep getting closer to God. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good morning, this is Teresa. And I'd like a prayer request for a lady by the name of Gabriella Barron. She lost her 21-year-old daughter to a drunk driver. Her daughter was involved in a car accident by a drunk driver, and she lost her daughter. And her father is currently in hospice diagnosed with prostate cancer. So I'd like everyone to keep Gabrielle Barron and her entire family in prayer.
Amen. If we do not have any other, I would like to add on the prayer list my niece, Mercy. She is the one I had put on the list for her back, and now she had a stroke. So for total and complete healing of her body, that she gets the help she needs. She actually had the stroke sitting on the waiting room at the hospital. That's when she got the stroke, and it just took so long for them to attend here. So pray for favor that she will get the help she needs and all those who are sick. And, of course, for salvation for our family members, those who do not know the Lord. I know we are at the top of the hour. I'm just going to turn this time to Pastor Darlene as she take us out and for this prayer request.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Lord, thank you, first of all, Pastor Scholastica, for the word this morning, for the prayer this morning, getting us started in this hour of power of prayer and sharing the word of God concerning Jesus' love, and just love is prayer. It's just beautiful how each one sees different ways of sharing with us concerning the word of God. So I'm just so grateful for that, each and every facilitator and everyone who's here in your respective places. And so I'm going to go ahead and pray for these requests, and then we'll end the hour of power of prayer. So today, Lord, we just pray for Michelle, Lord. You are the one who blessed her with business ideas, and also Chris, Lord, and others who have businesses. So, God, I may not know what their businesses are, but you know, God. You're the one who gives us power to get wealth, God. So we're thanking you that you're putting our people of God into a wealthy place, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for that. We praise you, God, today that you give favor for these businesses, oh God, that they will have good clients, that they will be organized, oh God, that they will do things that are good for them, God, as we had conversation even on yesterday about being organized, oh God. So we pray, Father, today for each one who has these businesses, that they will, if they need to get some help to help them out, Lord, we pray that they will use that wisdom for that, Lord. I pray, God, today for my sister Rosalyn, oh God, that you heal her kidney stones, oh God, and that they will not appear anymore, God, that she will eat the right foods, oh God, and stay focused on her diet, Lord, that they will not, her kidney stones will not be aggravated. So we thank you, Lord, by the stripes of Jesus, she is healed in Jesus' name. So we pray for Mary and Tashawn, oh God, that you bless them as they're traveling, Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord, that your angels will be around them, oh God, and keep them safe as they go back to their homes, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we do pray, God, today for the Winfield family, oh God, that you heal them, oh God, in the name of their mom who's in hospice, oh God, and comfort the family, oh God, because you're the one, oh God, who gives and you're the one who takes away. So we say, blessed be the name of the Lord. in Jesus' name. We pray for Benicia, oh God, that you heal her as she is going to surgery, Father. Anybody else out there, Lord, who needs surgery, oh God, we know that you can guide the doctor's hands and let the instruments be sterile, Lord. In the name of Jesus, no accidents while or incidences while they are going through the process of surgery, Lord, in Jesus' name. And even my cousin, oh God, who's going to have surgery on her shoulder, Lord, I pray, God, that you give her peace. In Jesus' name. We pray for Tehran and Malcolm, Lord, for those kidneys, Lord. You're the one who made the body, and you can supernaturally heal those kidneys. But, Lord, if they are waiting for kidneys, we pray that you will provide them, oh God, and that they will be the right kidneys, that their bodies will not reject the kidneys, Lord. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord. We praise you, God, because you said if we ask, we shall receive. As we seek, we shall find. And as we knock, the door shall be open. So we pray for open door of healing, oh God, for each one who needs healing in Jesus' name, God. We pray, Father, today for Sister Yvonne, oh God, that as she is seeking your face, oh God, you said if we draw nigh to you, you will draw nigh to us. So we believe, oh God, that as Yvonne has a desire to get closer to you, God, that that will happen for her, oh God, as she reads the word, prays, and just meditates on you, oh God. Meditate on your word day and night. In Jesus' name, that she will have good success, Lord. In Jesus' name, we thank you for that. And, Lord, we do pray for Gabrielle, oh God, that you will comfort her at this time. I know, Father, today that can be a very, very devastating situation with a daughter being killed by a drunk driver. In the name of Jesus, my Father, I just pray that you heal her hurt and her pain, oh God. Comfort her in this hour, God, in the name of Jesus, as she's preparing to put her daughter to rest, oh God. We know, Father, today that you're the one who can surround her with good people who will just show her some love, oh God, because this is a good time to know love from people around you, Lord. And, Lord, we also pray for the father who is in hospice, oh God, in Jesus' name, Lord. We just pray that you comfort the family concerning that, Lord. And, Lord, you're the one who can heal, Lord. We don't give up until the time comes when you call somebody away. It's your timing, oh God. So we're believing, oh God, for a miracle for the father of Gabriel, oh God, in Jesus' name. Lord, we also pray for mercy, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus, Lord. Oh, Lord, you said if there's any sick among you, let them call for the elders of the church, and they shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover, Lord. So we're believing that mercy shall recover, Lord, from the stroke, Lord, and the back pain or the back issue that she had. In Jesus' name, Lord, you're the one who can restore her body completely. Heal her mind, oh God. Help her to be able to get up and walk again. In Jesus' name, we thank you for that. And Lord, anybody else, oh God, who needs some kind of healing in their bodies, we decree and declare healing in the name of Jesus. We praise you, God, today for you are the one who does great things, oh God. It's marvelous in our eyes, oh God. So we thank you today for the miracles, the signs, and the wonders, oh God, that follow us. Yes, Lord Jesus, I pray for Linda Davis, oh God, that you continue to heal her today, oh God, and help her to know that you are healing her heart, her back, her legs, everything, oh God, that she needs healing in her body. We know that you can do it right now. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for that. We praise you, God. We say hallelujah and amen. In Jesus' name, we pray amen, amen, and amen. So we are thankful for today. Thank you for that we have come to the top of the hour here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. So as we're leaving, I cover and seal all prayers and praises with the blood of Jesus. And I make my declaration, and I really want to encourage everyone that you speak this for yourself when we're not on the prayer line. This particular one, I decree for every brother and sister in Christ that every evil and wicked word that has been spoken against us is rejected, and it shall not come to pass. We send it back to the sender because we are covered by the blood of Jesus. I decree this morning that we will continue to rejoice in the Lord because the Lord God is our strength, and he makes our feet like hinds feet. Hallelujah, Jesus. I decree that we will continue to look to the hills from whence cometh our help because our help comes from the Lord which made heaven and earth. I decree today that the Lord gives us strength when we are weary, and to him who has no might you increase in power. In Jesus' name, I decree that we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. I decree that we are covered by the blood of Jesus, and the Lord has given us that power to get wealth. I decree today that we are blessed and cannot be cursed in the name of Jesus. I decree that we continue to seek the face of God, and the devil is under our feet because we resist him and he flees from us in Jesus' name. So this morning I decree that we delight ourselves in the Lord, and he gives us the desires of our heart. So each and every one of you, I love you. I thank you so much for loving me back. Thank you for loving yourself, for loving your family, your friends, and your enemies. Those who are hard to love, love them anyway, because God is love and love is of God. Those who do not love are not of God. That is the word of God. So just remember that we must love no matter what in Jesus' name. Everybody have a beautiful weekend. Go in the spirit of Elisha and Jehu. That is the spirit of zealousness for the things of God. Look forward to the best coming this year into your life. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there that has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, he was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, a love offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 1698 Carol Lay Drive. The street is spelled C-H-E-R-Y-L, second word is L-E-I-G-H, Drive. That's 1698 Carol Lay Drive in the city of Riverdale, Georgia, zip code 30296. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log in to blogtalk.com. Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-POUND. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous session, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life, and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.